266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very...
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. Despite fears of a flood of migrants across the border with Mexico, government agents are having fewer encounters with people trying to enter illegally. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on CNN.
Over the past 2 days, the United States Border Patrol has experienced a 50% drop in the number of encounters versus what we were experiencing earlier in the week before Title 42 ended.
Many of the migrants stuck in Mexico were trying to get into the U.S. after that pandemic-era Title 42 restriction expired, in some cases assuming they'd be allowed in. KFMB-TV reporter Ariana Cohen is in Southern California with students from UC San Diego.
They are providing food, water, and other necessities to hundreds of migrants that are here.
It's really important that we help everyone at the border. It must be incredibly scary to be here with their families and not know what's going to happen next. So it's important that people are more informed and read about it and understand the circumstances that all these people are going through.
In Berlin today, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz told Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that Germany will support Ukraine and her people for as long as necessary. He's heard here through an interpreter.
This awful war has severe geopolitical consequences for everyone, but mostly for the men and women of Ukraine. More than 1 million of them, women, children, and older people, have found protection here in Germany.
Expect summertime heat through tomorrow in the Pacific Northwest, says National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
We are going to be looking at temperatures that could be near record highs, with temperatures getting into the 90s locally. That includes the Portland, Oregon vicinity, for example. So for this time of the year, definitely it's going to be on the hot side out there.
Millions of Turks are voting now for their next president. Current leader Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been in power for 20 years. His main opponent is 74-year-old Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. More from the BBC's Anna Foster.
For a long time, he was a popular leader. A lot of people are unhappy with the way he's handled the economic crisis, and that is one issue. And really, for many people, it is the creeping role of religion in society as well. The way that Turkey has moved from being a more secular country to really religion being woven all the way through it.
If no candidate gets more than half of the votes, there will be a runoff in 2 weeks. A ceasefire between Israel and the Islamic Jihad went into effect last night. Gaza was mostly empty except for some Palestinians who cheered or honked their horns. Today marks the 75th anniversary of the founding of Israel. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys with over 35 years of experience. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. President Biden wants to raise taxes on Americans earning more than $400,000 a year. The rate would go from the current 3.8% to 5%. The new revenue would be used to shore up Medicare. Some of the biggest supporters of the bill are those who would get taxed the most. More from Eric Gladys.
Morris Pearl with the group Patriotic Millionaire says there's more than enough money to fund Medicare. He argues the wealthiest Americans, especially those living off of their investments, can and should be paying more.
We can ask the financially challenged people who need Medicare to sacrifice more by having less medical care, or we can ask the ultra-rich to sacrifice more by being a little bit less ultra-rich.
Biden's proposal would keep Medicare solvent for at least the next 25 years, according to estimates by the Medicare Office of the Chief Actuary. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has promised it will not advance in Congress. Critics say raising taxes would hurt the economy. They argue that people would spend less if their earnings drop. Pearl agrees that the economy depends on consumer spending and says working Americans who spend most of what they bring home should be allowed to keep more of their money.
The very rich people are not going to spend more money. They'll just become a little bit richer.
More than 65 million people across the U.S. depend on Medicare coverage, but the fund's trustees warn that cuts to benefits will be necessary by 2028 without increased revenues. Pearl notes that the nation's economy was strong under the Republican Eisenhower administration, when the wealthiest Americans paid tax rates up to 90% on their second, third, and fourth millions.
And there's no reason why people who make a lot of money now should be paying not the same tax rate as people who work for a living, but actually lower tax rates. We need to change the system.
This is Eric Gladys reporting.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now.
Welcome, everybody, to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Klapisch, alongside my co-host, Danielle Fairman. In the doldrums of spring right now, driving down the highway, and what do I see? Man, I don't know if they're working hard at it or hardly working at it anymore. Those Toms are in the field, and they're fanned out. But, you know, at the beginning of the season, they're all working at the same time. You'll see or four Toms fanned out at the same time. Mm-hmm. Now, it's like if there's two of them next to each other or three, two of them are just eaten. And one's fanned out. It's like they're not paying attention as much anymore. And do you notice that this as is the why season I asked, drags on?
Yeah, this is why I asked all the questions I did last time about what decoys to use. Because right now is when I start feeling like they do not give a butt. A butt. They don't give a butt.
Yeah, it seems like that a lot of the turkeys right now are kind of, I mean, the hens are on nests a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Everybody has a different opinion as to when the sweet spot is. I feel like seasons like 4 and 5 can be a sweet spot if you're patient.
Really? Oh.
Because when those hens go back into the woods and sit on their nests, that's when those toms who are not the dominant toms and haven't gotten, you know, haven't done any breeding yet, they're the ones out there in the field at that stage
the
of the
ugly
game
ducklings
and looking.
Of the toms.
Well, I'm not saying they're ugly. They're just not the cool guys at the bar. You know what I mean? They're just
we have not to the wait cool till guys. They're pretty much they're, done and over with.
Their
and
fan
then...
dance is not as attractive as the earlier dominant toms. But I think they get pushed around a lot. And I think by now the dominant toms start getting tired.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to be clear about this. Don't think that because a tom is dominant, he's the biggest one or has the biggest spurs or biggest beard. That is mm-hmm. not the case. The subdominant toms often have bigger spurs and beards and way more because they haven't been using all their energy spitting and drumming out there.
Have you got a double beard?
I got a four-bearded turkey.
I'm sorry,
one
what? A four-beard?
Four beards. There were four because they judge it based on the wax. So that's what they call the point at which the beard grows out of the chest of the turkey. Mm-hmm. It's called the wax. And if there are four different waxes, and at the time, the turkey that I killed, and I killed it up in Ashopin, right about 20 minutes north of where I live, it was the 35th highest scoring turkey on the Safari Club International record books at the time.
Nice.
I'm sure it's been surpassed, but that was kind of a newer scoring system too, so it's not they don't have Boone and Crockett or Pope and Young for turkeys. I do have an interesting turkey hunt coming up though. I have a season 5 tag, mm-hmm. and I'm going to hunt with a bow.
I'm sorry, say that again. Everybody needs to listen to this.
Turkey with a bow. And
what happened when I wanted to go bow hunting for a turkey?
You did go bow hunting.
Yeah, but
for
what
a turkey.
Did you say?
I said shotguns are for killing turkeys, not bows. But and I stick to that. But here's the problem. So. When I was in the legislature, I wrote a bill that allowed archery hunting in all municipalities. So no town, no village, no city may outlaw bow hunting, period. And there were a lot of, you know, municipalities who were not happy about that. But those are the same municipalities where deer populations are out of control and running into cars all the time. So we passed it, and now you can hunt in every municipality, but they still have jurisdiction over firearms in a lot of those municipalities. And so I have no choice but to hunt with a bow. And a buddy of mine's got some toms that kind of go through his yard. And he's got 2.5 acres. But they've got so many turkeys around River Hills, they're running, you know, walking into in front of cars and chasing kids and poking
chasing
at windows.
Kids?
Sure. Haven't you ever seen a turkey chase somebody?
I have not seen a turkey chase somebody.
It's
I have not had that privilege
and
of seeing
spurs,
that.
And those spurs, you know, I picked up a turkey. I shot with my grandfather's gun a couple weeks ago. And that sucker, I mean, it got me. It got me really good. Look at that scar
what?
On my finger. Yeah, those suckers are sharp, man. Huh. They're nasty. Hey, I don't want to go too long before we get Mike Keller involved in the conversation.
Hello, Mike Keller.
Mike Keller Hello. Is here, and Mike Keller is one of those kind of outdoors people extraordinaires. He always, every time I see him, he looks like he could lean against a lamp pole and fall asleep. I'm serious. He's always well tanned, and he's always looks like he's got about 2 hours of sleep in him in the last 48 hours. But Mike Keller is one of the first people I ever hunted goose with in my life. But this is a guy who diversifies, and he's kind of he's very much about the dogs. We've hunted with his dog Peaches, who's in studio today, who's now 11. Since Peaches was a puppy, and this is one of the best retrieving dogs that I have ever seen in my life.
Yes.
I mean, I swear, we were out one time and Peach had a 3/4 mile retrieve that she couldn't see.
I remember doing
over a hill.
A hunt before you realized.
Get closer to the mic, Mike.
Mike. I remember one of our first hunts that you realized that I'm not this person you thought I was prior, that he was on top of a hill and Peaches ran down into like some corn that wasn't completely chopped down, and he's just having hand signals just from super
right.
far away. I'm like, how in the world? But that was like one of our first hunts together that you realized that I'm not just this
pretty face with a pair of camo pants.
Yeah. But that was a great hunt.
This is family radio, so we're not going to try to. I don't even want to know what you guys are talking about. You were or weren't, or he thought you was.
You were
or
there
wasn't.
Too. You invited me on the hunt.
Yeah, we hunted together. We had some killer hunts.
When I had a staunch policy of not hunting with huntresses.
You know, we've done radio shows and podcasts on the whole huntress and women in hunting and the difficulties of making sure everything is the opportunities are equal across the board. And speaking of huntresses, my daughter Violet is here.
Yes,
she's not in studio with us. She's actually being a good girl and doing her homework out there. I don't know if I told. Did I tell you, Danielle? Violet is now the student body president of Kettle Moraine.
Yes, I said hello, Miss President.
Yeah, so I'm so jacked that my family is getting out of politics. Hey, before we move on, got to say hello to my Oconomowoc family, the Kennedy clan, our 5 loyal listeners every week. I hope they're doing well. Aiden, get ready. You got a tag coming up, buddy. You and I are going to hit the woods and hopefully get you your first tom.
Mm-hmm.
But that reminds me,
yes.
Aiden's fan of his first turkey is almost dried and ready to plaque up, Aiden. So if you're listening, I'm going to be working on that soon. You know, Aiden's mom is my boss.
Is your boss?
Aiden's mom's Robin Kennedy. Yeah, so
I like Robin. Hello,
so Robin. If you want your son to have the joy of hunting and get this on the wall, you gotta ease off on me a little bit. She's very hard on me.
I believe it.
No, I'm playing. She's awesome. She's an awesome boss.
Speaking of Robin, so I ordered something on Amazon.
Okay.
It reminded me of last week, so it reminded me of Robin.
Okay.
I bought patchouli laundry detergent.
That sounds horrible. Oh my gosh. You know,
but I went to
smells
a buddy,
just like 90s.
Oh, I went to
Stan Petrulli. I do you went like to the smell of Petrulli?
No, it's what all the
it's all grunge hippies.
Girls
you know what that is too?
Back in the 90s.
Wait, was I like, would say, do I smell good? But I came straight from work, so you can't smell me. But
well, that's what you think. That's what you think. Anastasia, we need a fan in here.
I have a fan in here that I'm keeping
because
of the patchouli and the construction woman.
Yeah, no kidding. Nothing goes worse together than construction and patchouli.
And patchouli.
And that's the funniest thing. Like, Robin's like one of the most awesome people I've ever met, but she wears patchouli and likes Pink Floyd. Those are two things that just... I mean, I guess patchouli and Pink Floyd probably go together, though, don't they, a little bit?
I don't know. I cannot tell you... one Pink Floyd song right off the top of my head.
Another brick in the wall.
I know the... Oh, look, a dog. I remember, like, the triangle.
I think that's an interesting choice for...
MTV.
I want my MTV for a radio show. That's an interesting choice. Mike Keller, Captain Mike
Money
Keller.
Money for nothing.
Captain of the Wild Blue Yonder. Mike Keller's on the show. You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman, who is like... Danielle,
Danielle's done all this stuff. Where have you been?
You're popping now.
I am.
Everybody's coming to Danielle to ask her to do all this women in the outdoors stuff, which I'm pretty jacked about because if... I feel like you're a pretty good representation of the fastest growing contingent of outdoor sportsmen, which is women, mm-hmm. age 18 to 35. And I think, you know, people are coming to you now, probably getting a little more notoriety because of the radio show and the TV show we used to do. And I think, and Danielle's going to be on a panel. I gotta promote this. It's not for quite a ways away, but the Wisconsin Waterfowl Hunters Expo is absolutely awesome.
I'm very pumped
about
this.
The Fowl Life has a main booth there with Jargon and Banded clothing. I'll be there. I'm doing a cooking demonstration. We're going to have a field calling contest.
Ooh.
This is not going to be like the fancy schmance, you know, specific calling contests for ducks and geese. This is just going to be a field calling contest.
Oh, I'm going to get in that
sign up at
one.
The show. We're going to give away some Jargon prizes. We're going to give away
Dave
some...
Dave Nelson's not going to be there, is he?
Dave
is he
Nelson's going to judge.
Okay.
So he's not going
to
be
he's
in
He's not
it.
Allowed to play.
Is that what you call it, playing a goose call?
I am calling it now.
Calling a goose call.
He can't play the game. He can't play the game.
Using it right, it's playing it.
I think if you're
like a flute.
If you're using it right, it's musical. No
goose,
doubt.
I'm better than I am with duck. But duck, I can feeder call, but nothing else.
You spend so much time in a vehicle during the day. You should be calling.
You should be calling.
I do.
You bring your call with you
into the
digger.
Yeah, into the excavator.
Excavator.
Or the haul truck or the dozer, yes.
Come on. Do you really?
Yep.
Getting
sure
better
do.
At calling
and then
is
remember
listening to more live birds.
Yep.
That's all you need to do.
I used to sit right next to them in the pond and just listen while getting loaded with the excavator when I'm in the haul truck. And see, it wasn't me this time. It was not me this time.
It was. You just said he
well,
used to listen
loaded,
to it
like
while getting loaded.
Like getting loaded with dirt.
Oh. While your truck's loaded with dirt.
Yes.
Okay. Just to be clear to Danielle's bosses, she's not drinking on the job. Mike Keller, we just had that segment about layout boat hunting for ducks, and I'm very intrigued by it. I very much would like to do it. Danielle's done it. I have a few dates left. I'm still a little afraid to do it, though. I'm still a little afraid to do it. What does something like that cost?
I charge $1,000 for two guys, $1,100 for three, and $12 for four.
Okay.
So,
well, that's pretty reasonable.
It's $1,600 per person out on the East Coast.
Oh man!
Like for a 3-day hunt. So
yeah, I believe that. So that is something that I'm now. You as a person trying to make a living in the outdoors, you've diversified and you started salmon trout fishing on the Big Lake.
Yep,
haven't you?
Yep. I had to have something to do during the summer. So hey.
What is the name of your outfit? You haven't promoted your outfit at all.
All of it, Fowl Dogs LLC.
DAWGS.
Yes, it's DAWGS.
Like they would say it down south. Like waterfowl.
FOWLDAWGS.
If you go to my Facebook and Instagram, it's on there as well.
Yeah.
Yes, Danielle has been promoting some of that stuff. You have a giveaway coming up for Mother's
Day? I do. We're doing a Mother's Day giveaway. We're giving away.
Is today the last day you can sign up
for? Today is the last day you can, well, until I draw tomorrow sometime around 5.
Okay. What are you giving away?
A trip on Lake Michigan to Charterfish.
For 5 people.
I recently went to a higher level on that. I've been doing that for on and off for 5 years seriously, 10 to 15 years not so seriously. Used to do it out of my little boat, and now I got a big boat, and I'm taking 6 people a day.
It is a nice big boat. It's a very nice boat.
What kind of, tell me about your boat, and tell me what someone can expect if they go out with you to try to catch some salmon.
So I have a 36-foot Chris Craft. It's nice and stable, 13 feet wide. Handles the waves really well. You got a lot of room on the back deck. Everybody can be out there and be comfortable, not like some smaller boats where you got to be like over here or in here or inside.
How many rigs you running on that at a time?
Between 12 and 18.
Holy cow.
If I got 6 people, you get 3 lines a person. And if I got all 6, we're running. Like if we're in deep.
The more you're running, the more fish you're catching.
The more fish you catch, the more chaotic it gets. The better you got to drive.
Chaos is fun when you're fishing.
Chaos is fun when you're fishing.
Keeps it lively. You get a doubler.
The cohos are just starting to run. Today we had an entire side go off, which was 6 lines on that side of the boat. We're fishing shallow on one side and a little bit deeper on the other side, and we ran over a bait pod on one side.
conversation that's not confined to the borders of the city of Waukesha.
We cover all of southeastern Wisconsin, baby.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Migrants are entering the U.S., but Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas tells CNN they've come in smaller numbers than feared after the end of Title 42.
We have seen, I think, approximately 6,300 on Friday and about 4,200 yesterday.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made his first visit to Germany today since Russia invaded his country.
I would like to emphasize that Germany's help is protection, protection of life of the people who live there.
Germany is pledging $3 billion in new military aid to Ukraine. Expect a drenching in parts of the southwest today, says National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
It's going to be bringing in quite a bit of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. We are going to see heavy rainfall concerns and the potential for flash flooding down across the areas of southeast Texas, and that will include the Houston metropolitan area.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
We're all familiar with the three whats. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
Yes. I've been singing this all day. All day.
Man, I do have to give it up for Queen. They were awesome. Almost as good as Michael Jackson.
I feel like
as good as the Boogeyman.
Yeah, I don't know.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. You co-host Danielle Fairman alongside our host, the one and only Joel Clayfish. Yeah. Followed by Peaches.
Right?
Peaches is
the important
studio.
Part of this couple.
Captain. When did
Captain
you,
Peaches.
Captain Mike Keller. Mike, how long were you in the Marines?
I was in the Marine Corps for 4 years, just shy.
So
days.
E3 or E4 when you
That's
left?
That's an E4 when I got out.
That's pretty fast advancement, young man. That's sergeant.
Hey, they gave rank away when I was in.
Did they?
No, I was corporal. If I would have stayed in for 6 more months, right. I would have been
You'd
a sergeant.
You'd have been sergeant.
Wow.
The so you had the two stripes on your chevron, mm-hmm. right? Is that what Corporal?
Yeah.
You know what? The biggest thing, I do this. I'm going to tell you something. The best way to not get a ticket when you're pulled over. I know this isn't really like Raised in Wisco outdoor stuff, but maybe Charlie Behrens can borrow this. The best way to get out of a ticket is to know the jurisdiction and the rank of the police officer who's coming to your door.
Oh.
So if they have, and some, I mean, it's paramilitary, right? I mean, they've got sergeants, lieutenants, captains, and some police forces have corporals. So when they come to your door, the first thing to know is whether they're a municipal police officer or a county sheriff's deputy. That's the first thing to know, because for whatever reason, police officers don't like to be called deputy, and deputies don't like to be called police officers.
Can you just call them officer? Sorry, officer.
You can't. I mean, that is polite. They are all officers. They're all peace officers, not police officers. Under the definition of the statute, they're called peace officers. So they all are all officers. But if you know, if somebody comes to your door in a brown uniform, most likely they're a county sheriff's deputy.
Yeah.
And if you call them deputy, they say to themselves, oh, this person knows a little bit about, you know, police rank and a little bit about jurisdiction and that kind of thing. So yes, deputy, no deputy. If they come and they've got chevrons on their shoulder, if they have three of them and you say yes, sergeant, no sergeant, because sergeants will patrol quite a bit. I've been pulled over by sergeants before.
You've been pulled over?
I have. And I'm telling you, if you know their rank whether they're a city municipal PD or if they're a county sheriff's deputy, I really do think it does matter. I had one stretch there. I was pulled over 11 times for speeding, and I did not, knock on wood, get a ticket.
That's more times than I've ever been pulled over in my life.
I think I've been given a ticket every time I've been pulled over. Every single time.
So I had an encounter with
this guy wins.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to tell you about that, Mike.
I had an encounter with two sheriffs last week, and I was in the back of a cop car.
What? Oh, yeah.
This story. I
saved the goslings crossing the road.
The three goslings and the two geese. We shut down the whole on-ramp. It was
Mike
great.
Mike Keller, you've been hunting for quite a while.
Yeah.
And how did you make the transition from field hunting geese and ducks to not just water hunting, okay? Because you're not the guy who drives out and hunts puddle ducks in your boat and covers
up
with camo.
I grew up hunting the marsh in Canada out of a canoe.
In Canada?
In Canada.
You're from Canada?
No. My dad would take me there for 10 days every year as a kid and cut me and my cousin loose in the marsh.
Uh-huh.
And we'd go out and figure it out.
Nice.
When we got old enough.
Were you running decoys or
like
spinners at that point?
Spinners were illegal at that. Okay. They weren't even created. And then when they made them, holy cow.
Yeah.
It was when they first hit the market with a spinner, it wasn't fair.
I bet it wasn't.
It wasn't fair.
Like now,
you take
one weird looking robo duck that had giant wings, weighed like 800 pounds. It didn't even look like a duck. And you'd turn that on, and not kidding, they'd come from the stratosphere, locked.
How cool.
They'd be like, oh my God, look, we got to go check that out.
And now they're leery.
Now they're everywhere.
It depends on where you use them. If you use them in a field and you got 10 of them and the mallards are doing it, it's great.
Yeah, no, I think the mallards will still respond.
If you're using them in a marsh, it's not really a natural look, I don't think. If you go places where they timber hunt, they hide them. And they turn them on intermittent.
Oh, I would love
so
to
you get the motion, but you don't get that constant mesmerizing that motion because in a field, you get that because they're always moving.
Right.
In the water.
No, Mojo's in a field setup with 4, 5, 6 of them looks very realistic to a flock of mallards landing.
And they give it up. In the water, I'd rather have water shaken. So
shaken, not stirred.
Shaking it up. So hunted fields for a long time and just kind of was like, yeah, I've done this every day for so long. Let's go find something else to do.
When did you first get into layout boat hunting?
The first layout boat hunt I was ever on, coincidentally, was with Brian Klein.
Oh.
And
I don't think it's coincidental. You guys were best buddies and hunted and fished all the time together.
Yeah, true.
One of the first hunts I ever went on was with Brian.
I want some amazing hunts and some cool experiences with that guy. He's a great friend to have.
He's like a ghost now, though. I don't even ever know where he is or what he's doing. I just see pictures of his face, like close-ups with mushrooms. He's kind of like Sasquatch. It's a legend that you're not sure actually exists.
Not even kidding. Pretty close to 350 days he spent outside last year getting paid.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that's pretty awesome. You talk about somebody that's making a living outdoors and really making a living.
That's great.
But yeah, we went layout hunting and for Old Squaw, and I was like, oh, I'm doing this all the time.
Okay.
Because back when I started doing it.
So talk about layout hunting for someone has no idea what it is.
So we're going to take a big old boat out there and we take a little boat with us and we put you in it and you lay down in it.
Like a UFO spaceship, like those tiny individual UFO ones that you see in the cartoons. That's what I think of them.
Layout Addictions makes a really nice boat too. UFO makes a boat. We're looking at...
it's actually called UFO?
Yeah, it's literally called UFO.
Look at me go.
See, genius.
I know things.
Banks. You know something.
Banks is kind of the originator of the concept in the boats. they made a boat back in the day, and it's actually... It didn't really start here. It started, like, in Utah. They lay out boat hunt for puddlers.
So explain,
which is an amazing experience. I got to do that.
Explain how the layout boat works. Is it attached to the main boat?
No. So it's anchored to the bottom. Wherever that anchor, whatever depth that is. So if it's 200 feet down, it's 200 feet down. If it's 3 feet down, it's 3 feet down. And you lay in it like a layout blind in a field.
Okay.
Without doors.
And then the tender boat is the big, the deep V or the other boat that's with
you.
Yep,
or the other boat that goes and picks up the birds, carries you to and from.
So when you drop someone off at the layout boat, they're out there by themselves.
Well, I run a two-man, so you're not out there by yourself. Some people want to do it by themselves. I have two single boats, but most people I've found want to hang out at least with somebody while they're out there.
Yeah.
Especially in Lake Michigan. It's pretty intimidating.
Yeah.
Getting into 100 and some feet of water in 2 or 3 foot waves to shoot.
Yeah. Okay.
This
you're
is
not
convincing you.
That's what I'm saying. You're not. I mean, that's what I hear that. And I think that does not.
It's heart pounding, man.
But there's
live
life
for the
jackets.
Adventure.
I
know?
Do. I have an adventuresome life.
But this
a
is
very
like,
adventuresome life.
This is one of them.
But I've got two children and I'm 52, so I'm not out there trying to die.
And
doing
I paint
something.
That picture.
Violet
but
can come with us.
60-70% of the days are pretty calm. And,
if it's
I mean,
anchored
very
to the
little.
Bottom and you got a 3 foot wave, that means that water's coming over the top of you.
No, we got a big bungee attached to that thing, so it rides the waves really well.
So it stretches.
Yep, stretches out, absorbs the shock.
Ooh, talk about the decoy spread.
Yeah, how
that
do you
was
run decoys
that.
off of
that?
That
looks pretty cool.
You just pin them right to the front. I run some custom decoys that I had made by a guy on the East Coast, John Ketchum.
Have you ever done this, Danielle?
I have. That's the only reason why I keep talking
You've
about it.
You've done this.
With Keller, actually. And Bill has a great story.
You
want to
hear
story.
An adventure story?
Yeah.
Did
he almost die? Because that's
no,
the case I hear
we
about this.
We decided we were going to go up north for Northern Opener and layout hunt one of the legal layout
How, what's
lakes
the
up
water
there.
Temperature at this point?
Depends where you are.
Usually.
Cold.
At this point, it was like 60, 65 degrees because it was October.
Oh, so you're only
going to
die
whatever.
Of hypothermia after 15 minutes,
right.
Not 5.
In December, the water temperature is about 38.
Ooh.
It freezes sometimes. So what's the water temperature got to be to freeze?
32.
And that's people are like, oh, where's the life jackets? I'm like, hey, you worry about other things like staying warm and getting out of the water.
Yeah, if you fall
like,
in
I'm
the
not
water,
floating.
The life jacket is not the issue. You're
right.
going to die of hypothermia.
Right, you
way
need to get out.
So hypothermia scares me, probably more than drowning.
So the cool thing is the layout boats are super safe. They actually ride better than the big boat.
Have you ever heard our buddy Nico's story?
Yeah, it's...
Everybody
you know, you can never
story.
Overcome fear and
things.
Common sense or stupidity and
well,
common
you can
sense.
Overcome fear,
if
I guess,
you
but...
do stupid stuff, you win stupid prizes.
So play stupid
I don't go out when it's 5 and 6 foot waves. And I have a kids and a life, and I want to enjoy it as well. I'm not trying to get thrown around the ocean or the lake or anywhere and die.
Anastasia, so there's a limit like a to the smirk salmon. On your face. Would you ever try this layout boat hunting?
I just Googled one. I've never seen one before, and I was trying to understand how it works. So you're laying on your back in
correct.
The lake? Yep.
So
yeah, I do
and
this,
it,
I
like the
asleep.
Water level is right there with you.
I have a lot of people that fall asleep in the layout
yeah.
boat.
Oh, yeah,
it
would
just rocks them to sleep.
And yep. fun thing about me, I am terrified, absolutely terrified of water. If I can't touch the bottom, there's zero possibility.
So my determination is, can I safely get the tenor boat to the layout boat? If I can safely touch those two boats together without major impact or without crushing the layout boat with my tenor boat, we're going hunting. That happens in about 2 to 3 feet waves. Nothing insane. And if it is insane, they're not going to touch and you can't get in and out. That's the limiting factor, is you have to be able to get in.
So how do you make sure you do it on a day where it's crystal calm?
Well, you have a really good relationship with your Lord. Ask him to Lord. Pick a day for you a year ahead.
I'm afraid
and then
God
give
has
you really, really good
weather.
Than
that.
Hey, it is.
How did I
We're
say that to a guy the other day?
Problems.
I'm not one of those people that think their time is the only thing in the world.
You have somebody. There's more than there's like four people you can have on there.
So usually we take out four guys.
So
and me.
It's you hand your guns over safely, like you're crossing. Right. Like they have somebody holds the boat here, somebody holds the boat here. So it's like you're holding it there while you one person at a time.
The last
there.
Thing I'm worried about is like the safe passing of firearms back
no,
and forth.
No, I'm talking about you passing back and forth. Like it's
because it's way
I'm
smooth.
Not even as afraid of what happens.
What are you afraid of?
I'm sure you've had people hypothermia.
But like you gotta how get like wet falling to get in when you get in there?
How many people have you taken who've gone in the drink?
Zero. I had a boat last year that got a lot of water in it. Like a lot of water in it. And we still pick them out and pick the boat
and
out.
Plus,
and we had a wave. The splash shield failed, and the wave went over, and it got very.
What's a splash shield?
Well, that's the thing behind you that keeps the waves from going
filling your boat.
Correct. Yep. And getting all over.
So
you
it broke or bent down, or
it bent down, and they took a wave over the back, and it got wet. Totally, still very safe.
I'm literally shivering listening.
Very
to
Very cold. So they got wet. Got cold. I grabbed them, drove them to shore. I carry a Mr. Heater. I have extra clothes. I have towels. So if somebody I'm prepared for, like marine level preparation, for the worst case scenario, I have a first aid kit. I have everything that you would have on a field hunt. Plus, I have a whole load of clothes. Like, I have an entire sick
I can just see
suit.
Myself freezing and wrapped in one of those stupid tinfoil blankets.
No.
But, the one thing that
I'll
keep
put you right in front of Mr. Heater and put a brand new Hudson suit on you, and you'll be gravy.
For the one What's thing that Hudson was terrifying
suit?
Me.
Sick Hudson suit. Oh. I carry an extra one on the boat dry, along with towels and a gradient underlayer suit.
All right.
The one thing that was terrifying me, that because I didn't want to go out there and not be able to communicate, is that he checks on the walkie-talkie like every 10 minutes. Is your gun
like if you
safety
sit up,
and all this kind of
stuff?
There's
only
like,
a couple reasons. Are you shooting? Is there a bird down? Or what's wrong?
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're laying there looking for birds.
Well, that's layout boat hunting. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mike Keller about deep sea fishing Lake Michigan and his contest. We've got to get to your contest. You got to promo your business.
We'll
be right back on Raised in Wisco with Joel and Danielle.
Promo
we'll be
business.
Right back on Raised in Wisco with Joel and Danielle.
Promo
we'll
my
be
business.
Right back on Raised in Wisco.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South First Street, Milwaukee.
Real Chili's been serving up mouthwatering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then, and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 58. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 39 tonight. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, 71. Mid-70s Tuesday, with a chance for scattered showers. Much cooler Wednesday, with highs in the low 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently,
Waukesha, home of Les Paul. Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw.
WAUK.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul,
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And The Shaw, WAUK.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul,
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And The Shaw, WAUK.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul,
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And The Shaw, WAUK.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul,
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And The Shaw, WAUK.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul,
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And The Shaw, WAUK.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul,
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And The Shaw, WAUK.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul,
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And The Shaw, WAUK.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul,
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And The Shaw, WAUK.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul,
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And The Shaw, WAUK.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul,
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And The Shaw, WAUK.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul,
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And The Shaw, WAUK.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul,
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And The Shaw, WAUK.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul,
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And The Shaw, WAUK.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Of Les Paul,
I think that's an interesting choice for
MTV.
I want my MTV for a radio show. That's an interesting choice. Mike Keller, Captain Mike
Money
Keller.
Money for nothing.
Captain of the Wild Blue Yonder. Mike Keller's on the show. You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman, who is like, Danielle,
Danielle's done all this stuff. Where
you're
have you been?
Now. I am. Everybody's coming to Danielle to ask her to do all this women in the outdoor stuff, which I'm pretty jacked about because I feel like you're a pretty good representation of the fastest growing contingent of outdoor sportsmen, which is women, mm-hmm. age 18 to 35. And I think, you know, people are coming to you now, probably getting a little more notoriety because of the radio show and the TV show we used to do. And I think, and Danielle's going to be on a panel. I gotta promote this. It's not for quite a ways away, but the Wisconsin Waterfowl Hunters Expo is absolutely awesome.
I'm very pumped
and
about this.
The Fowl Life has a main booth there with jargon and banded clothing. I'll be there. I'm doing a cooking demonstration. We're going to have a field calling contest.
Ooh.
This is not going to be like the fancy schmance, you know, specific calling contests for ducks and geese. This is just going to be a field calling contest.
Oh, I'm going to get in that
sign up at
one.
The show. We're going to give away some jargon prizes. We're going to give away
Dave
some...
Dave Nelson's not going to be there, is he?
Dave
is he
Nelson's
allowed...
going to judge.
Okay.
So he's not going
to
be in
it.
He's
not allowed to play.
Is that what you call it, playing a goose call?
I am calling it now.
Calling a goose call.
You can't play the game.
Right, it's playing it.
I think if you're
like a flute.
If you're using
it's
it right,
instrument.
It's musical. No
goose,
doubt.
I'm better than I am with duck. But duck, I can feeder call, but nothing else.
You spend so much time in a vehicle during the day, you should be calling.
You should be calling.
I do. I do.
You bring your call with you into the digger.
Yeah, into the excavator.
Excavator.
Or the haul truck or the dozer, yes.
Come on. Do you really?
Yep.
Get
sure do.
And then I remember listening to more live birds.
Yep.
That's all you need to do.
I used to sit right next to them in the pond and just listen while getting loaded with the excavator when I'm in the haul truck. And see, it wasn't me this time. It was not me this time.
It was. You just said
well, getting loaded.
To it
like getting loaded with dirt.
Oh. Get while your truck's loaded with dirt.
Yes.
Okay. Just to be clear to Danielle's bosses, she's not drinking on the job. Mike Keller, we just had that segment about layout boat hunting for ducks, and I'm very intrigued by it. I very much would like to do it. Danielle's done it.
I have a few dates left.
I'm still a little afraid to do it, though. I'm still a little afraid to do it. What does something like that cost?
I charge $1,000 for two guys, $1,100 for three, and $1,200 for four.
Okay.
So.
Now that's pretty reasonable.
It's $1,600 per person out on the East Coast.
Oh, man.
Like for a three-day hunt. So
yeah, I believe that. So that is something that now you as a person trying to make a living in the outdoors, you've diversified and you started salmon trout fishing on the Big Lake, haven't you?
Yep, I had to have something to do during the summer. So, hey,
What is the name of your outfit? You it's haven't the same promoted your outfit at all.
All of it, Fowl Dogs LLC.
#FowlDogs.
Yes, it's DAWGS, like
and
they
it's
would say it down
like waterfowl. FOWLDAWGS.
If you go to my Facebook and Instagram, it's on there as well.
Yeah.
Yes, Danielle has been promoting some of that stuff. You have a giveaway coming up for Mother's Day?
I do. We're doing a Mother's Day giveaway. We're giving away.
Today is the last day you can sign
up for? Today is the last day you can, well, until I draw tomorrow sometime around 5.
Okay. What are you giving away?
A trip on Lake Michigan to charter fish.
For 5 people.
I recently went to a higher level on that. I've been doing that for on and off for 5 years seriously, 10 to 15 years not so seriously. Used to do it out of my little boat, and now I got